Hello, everybody. I'm Melanie, and today I am podcasting for Savvy Tidbits alone. Now, my being alone is, I guess one might say, a metaphor for the upcoming topic of these tidbits, and that topic is freelancing. Freelancing. Now, I know that in most sectors, private, public, government, business, all those many, many sectors, there are freelancers, and there are freelancers in almost every field of work. It's, however, rather a specialized field, and let me tell you, of the freelancers, musician freelancers, even more specialized. So, as I was saying, it is a very specialized field, and there are ups, there are perks, and there are downs. There are definitely disadvantages to being a freelancer, and I thought I'd talk a little about that tonight. Let's start with the positive. It's exciting. I mean, I guess one positive is my time is my own. I can go for lunch for 3 hours with a friend, and most of us are freelancers, so that's pretty easy. Go to the gym at noon? Sure, you know, why not? Time is my own. I can sleep in if I want. I'm not often getting up at 6 to run to an office. I can do a lot of my work from bed. And if not bed, from the bathroom. From downstairs at the piano, often. From a coffee shop down the street. Yes, I don't have an office. The world is my office. Although, often bed is my office. Sometimes the balcony in the summer. But right now, bed is my office. So those are all good things. What else? Let's see. Negatives. Well, although bed is my office, and I'm sure a lot of you are jealous when you hear that, and yes, you should be, because, oh my gosh, comfy, cozy to do work from bed. However, I work easily till 2 in the morning. I mean, not nonstop, surely, but even if I start at late morning with a few breaks, I can easily be writing emails or doing a press release at 2 or 3 in the morning to send it to the other coast or to send it to Europe. And in a way, the work never stops because there's always something that needs to be done. And as a musician who's a freelancer, if I don't push myself, no one's going to be pushing me, and I won't get gigs, and I won't be able to work. And so it never stops. It doesn't, there's not really a high season and a low season. It's the more work I do, often the more results that come through as far as gigs and offers to perform and such. So although I work from bed, I work a lot. I spend a lot of hours a day working. And yes, I know accountants spend 12, 13, maybe all the hours of the day, tax time. Lawyers and their billable hours, there's lots of those. And taxi drivers, lots of people have long, long hours. So I'm certainly not saying that I'm the only one who does. However, the difference is the doormen and the taxi drivers and the doctors and the lawyers and the orthodontists, they all get paid for their long hours of work. The freelancer doesn't. Now, if I'm working for somebody else, yes, I will be paid. So if you're a freelance writer writing copy for somebody, yes, you will be paid for your copywriting. However, if you're a freelancer working essentially for yourself, yeah, you don't make any money. You don't make any money. And you spend hours working. There's no retirement. There's no retirement. Those student loans, yeah, that'd be nice to pay those off. Freelancer, specialized musician freelancer. Yes, you work from bed, but you don't know how long you're going to have that bed. However, I'm not trying to be negative. There are definitely perks. For example, last year, about this time, I got a call from Morocco. Not the country, from a woman in Morocco who works for the government, and she wanted to know she basically said, if I give you a certain amount of money, can you make a tour of Morocco and Algeria happen? I mean, out of the blue, that was kind of amazing. So to get that kind of call, you never know what's going to happen, and that was fantastic. The other day, also, I have a booking agent. This is relatively recent and he's great, but I have a booking agent up in Canada. It takes a little of the push off me. And the booking agent called me up and said, hey, do you want to go perform your kids show in Thompson, Manitoba? Thompson is, it's far. It's one of the northernmost cities in Manitoba. It's also, as it happens, the most violent city in Canada, but I didn't know that when I accepted the job. And you know what? I probably would have taken it anyway. But, you know, out of nowhere, do you want to go to Thompson? So, okay. I got asked to speak at the Long Island Knitting Guild the other day. I had that whole CD promotion tour of the UK get set up. I've been asked this spring potentially to do master classes in the Czech Republic. I'm singing next week in New Orleans. So yeah, crazy things, amazing adventures, amazing opportunities come up. But for the most part, I spend a lot of time in between just slogging through admin. So to be this kind of freelancer, you need to be incredibly organized, which I admit I am not. I'm not disorganized, but I have my day book. Don't keep this on computer. Do not keep it on my phone. I keep it on in a physical day book, which yes, I could lose. I don't lose it. It is always around. So if someone says, hey, are you free these dates? I can go see if something's penciled in or if I can make things work. You also need the mental space to write because, it's hard to explain. You need the mental space because don't forget, I'm a performer. So when I write blurbs to say in between songs, when I write shows, when I'm writing copy, when I'm writing promotional materials, all of this, you need to be able to concentrate and you do need to get the creative juices flowing. And I often find myself in situations, either on the road or visiting people, where there is not a lot of mental space and one needs to insist upon that. And sometimes it's hard not being rude, but also getting that space, getting that time alone to not just get the work done, but to be able to be creative. I mean, it sounds really pretentious to say I need to concentrate on my craft, but I mean, not only am I a freelancer, we'll get into it. Not only am I a freelancer, everything, but I'm also a performer. The reason I'm freelancing all these other things is so I can be a performer. So I have to not forget that sometimes, that I'm performing. Another issue, or an issue that a freelancer, or at least a performance freelancer, comes up against quite often, is the balance between opportunity and money. So when you're offered a gig, you need to make some money. But also sometimes it's an amazing opportunity, or it's something you really want to do. However, I do know other performers who have gotten to be known as people who will perform for free. And once you're performing for free, unfortunately, people aren't going to pay you what you're worth. You need to set the bar high enough where you've assigned a value to yourself and to your craft. So that is something to keep in mind. But you know what? Sometimes the opportunities are so neat that you just do it anyway. You know, it's sometimes there are things more important than money. So it's also the balance of that. Another thing, you can never stop. And I sort of said this before, but you can't. If I were to stop for a month, it would be, I mean, I could, I guess, but one needs to keep the ball rolling, and often one opportunity leads into another, and so you can't really stop. And I love doing it, but you can't really stop, and that it does sort of wear on you after a while. Another thing is pushing without being pushy, because nobody wants someone who's pushy, but you also need to push for yourself and push for your art, and toot your own horn, essentially. And you need to do that without looking like you're all ego. And I mean, no one wants someone who only talks about themselves. And I know a lot of artists who tend to be that way on Facebook, in real life, all of that stuff. And it just, they're obnoxious. And so on the other hand, I know artists who don't talk about themselves and their craft at all. People don't even know what they do when they first meet them. And that leads to missed opportunities. So it's really a balance, which can sometimes be hard. Another thing, the freelance artist needs to collect contacts. You never know when someone will come in handy, either their friendship, because it's lonely traveling. It can be lonely. So it's great to know people in different places just to be friends with them. But also, if they'll be looking to collaborate with you, if there's something that you can offer them that they can offer you professionally, it's important to collect and to keep up with contacts. And that is another thing that takes time and organization. Now, as a freelancer, I made a list right here of all the other hats that I need to wear, and surely there are more, but these are the ones I could think of at the coffee shop today when I was writing these notes. So I need to, on a almost daily basis, be a writer, a copywriter, an editor, a dramaturge, a press agent, a booking agent at times, photographer, an educator, sometimes even a babysitter when I'm doing my kids' show, travel agent, a tax accountant, which I will tell you I am not a good tax accountant, a grant writer. It doesn't stop. These are all fields where people work professionally. Did I say graphic design? I didn't say graphic design. Also that. I have learned these industry standard programs, the graphics program, the audio editing program. I've gotten pretty adept at photography because you need to know, often one needs to tell a photographer somewhat what to do. So I need my vision to come through, but when I am the subject of the photo, it's hard to relate one's vision to the photographer. Press releases, you know what? If you can write your own press release, it can be very beneficial. So you need to control what's going out there. So I write press releases. I learn to talk to the press. You need to be well-spoken. You need to be interesting. I've learned to, what else? A booking agent. It's hard to quibble over money. When someone said they'd love to have you, but they don't know if you can fit in their budget, how much do you charge? It's really hard to come up with a number because you don't want to sound unreasonable, but you do need to make money. I mean, you just do. A tax accountant, I think I'm going to actually need to hire a tax accountant this year, because unlike regular people with regular jobs, you get your T4 or whatever they call them in the States, and then you get your charitable donations, and that's it. I get paid in cash. I get paid in different currencies. I often don't have invoices for what I get paid. I don't have T4s. I can claim out a lot of things that I do as a musician. It's just, it's a mess. Every year is just a taxi mess, and it's complicated. And so I need to figure that out every single year. Travel agent, often what I get paid for a job includes travel, so I need to figure out the easiest and or cheapest way, it's usually cheapest, to get places. What else to, money. I hate to keep talking about money, but freelancer, no money, no health plan in the States, nothing, no retirement fund. And I do make money, but most money I make goes back into what I'm doing. I recently did a giant booking conference in New York. That basically took all the money I made this summer. So my entire salary for the summer went into a 3-day booking conference in New York. And if I make money at that booking conference, it'll go towards the next knitting CD or another booking conference or a costume and headshots, or there's always something like large, or a new microphone. I mean, there's always something big ticket that needs funding. What else? Oh, the juxtaposition of life. Now, one day I'll be at a private reception. This has happened a few times when you're at a private reception hosted by the ambassador and it's for you. So you are the guest of honor at this private reception with an embossed menu with gold embossing with your name on it. And it's a special menu and this swanky high-class party. And the next day you're hauling your bags through the nastiest bus station, just trying not to touch anything or breathe too much. So things change, and things change fast. And you need to be able to be comfortable in any situation, talk to people, be comfortable with high brow, regular brow, lower brow. You need to be able to fit in a myriad situations. I've learned to be a good house guest. I am billeted a lot with freelancing, and sometimes I've met some amazing people, some really close friends through billeting, and sometimes people are crazy. So it's really a bit of a crapshoot who you're going to get with billeting. But there are tips to being a good house guest. Don't be loud. Clean up after yourself. Keep your eye out. Are they wearing shoes in the house? If they're not, don't you wear shoes in the house. Don't eat their food unless they've offered it. Don't leave a mess in the kitchen. Bring them a gift if you can manage to get one. Just all of these things. They're little things, but many people don't think of them. I have learned over the years how to be a good house guest. Another thing is personal limits. Often people who hire you for a gig, I have found, feel that they own you. They own your time around the gig, outside the gig, and often they do it in a very well-meaning way. They want to show you around. They want to amuse you. They want to make things easier for you. But often the easiest thing is just leaving you alone, because you're on as a performer constantly. You are constantly smiling and being cheery. And the times when you're not performing, you just need some, again, it's space. You need some mental space. You need some space. And even if that means you don't get a ride somewhere that would be really handy, you need to set the limits. And sometimes it's hard to do it without seeming rude, honestly, but you have to set limits. And I think for me, that is one of the hardest parts as a performer, because people can be so nice and they're well-meaning, but you also need to take your own needs into consideration as a freelancer. You need to insist on time and space. I'm going to end with a couple more positives, because in the end, I love being a freelancer. I don't have to be. I mean, I have a master's degree. I have a post-master's certificate in opera. I could teach at a college. I probably should actually teach at a college. But I mean, I could be doing so much. I am qualified to do so much, and so are so many freelancers. But I love what I do, and it's really interesting. Once-in-a-lifetime experiences are, in a lot of ways, just all in a day's work. It's amazing, and it's interesting. And again, the different people you meet makes life so, so, so interesting. I guess that's just... And the amount of, and the different people you meet become truly special. So, I guess that is just a little look into the life of a freelancer. I'm sure other freelancers will have things to add, and I'm looking forward to hearing your comments, except if it's hate mail. Okay, thank you for listening to Tidbits. And hug a freelancer. Next time you see one, just hug a freelancer, unless they need space, in which case, don't hug a freelancer. Maybe just knit them a scarf or a little whale.